Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Gorman reporting. North Korea fired 4 ballistic missiles today, and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said 3 of those missiles landed in Japan's exclusive economic zone. He added that the ballistic missiles fired this time show clearly that North Korea has become a new kind of threat. And South Korean Prime Minister Won Kyo-yeon said today North Korea's missile test was a grave provocation to the international community. He also called for a prompt deployment of a U.S. missile defense system, which he described as a measure to deter Pyongyang's further provocations. Meantime, the U.S. State Department condemned the launches, saying they violate the U.N. Security Council prohibition of North Korea using ballistic technology. A man from Britain was shot to death, apparently by pastoral herders in central Kenya. His body was discovered after a South African-born rancher went to inspect his property following lodges being burned there, some officials blaming the land invasions on the region's current drought that forces many herders onto private land in search of scarce grazing areas. Others, however, link it to a stoking of ethnic tensions ahead of the country's election. Islamic militants have attacked several Pakistani border posts in the tribal region along the border with Afghanistan. No specific group has claimed responsibility. In the last month, a series of attacks along the border has killed more than 125. And U.S.-backed Iraqi forces are pushing toward the center of Mosul to take positions held by the Islamic State. This is VOA News. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic forces say their offensive to retake Raqqa, the Islamic State capital, has resumed after a brief halt. Meantime, a new U.N. investigative report accuses Syria and Russia of multiple war crimes for deliberately targeting hospitals and destroying vital civilian infrastructure during daily airstrikes, which involve the dropping of cluster bombs. Paolo Pinheiro was in charge of the U.N. investigation.
Given the large number of submunitions that each cluster bomb release, their use in such a densely populated area, as I said, as eastern Aleppo city, amounts to the use of an indiscriminate weapon constituting the war crime of indiscriminate attacks in a civilian populated area.
Pinheiro's report also condemns some armed groups for preventing civilians from leaving the city. U.S. Federal and Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey has asked the Justice Department to dispute President Trump's allegation that former President Barack Obama ordered a wiretap on telephones at Trump Tower in New York City during last year's presidential campaign. Appearing on the ABC News program this week, White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders refused to say where President Trump got the information on which he based his allegations.
Look, I think he is going off of information that he's seen that has led him to believe that this is a very real potential. And if it is, this is the greatest overreach and the greatest abuse of power that I think we've ever seen, in a huge attack on democracy itself. And the American people have a right to know if this took place.
Some U.S. lawmakers of both major political parties have criticized President Trump's contention that he was wiretapped and that they question the evidence that he has to support those allegations. President Trump expected to sign today a new executive order on immigration after a federal appeals court blocked his earlier order. Mr. Trump's original order was signed January 27th, covered not only Iraq, but Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. There are reports that Iraq will not be included this time around. Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen could be risking a new showdown with Beijing by stepping up military capabilities to protest its holdings in the widely contested South China Sea. Meantime, a U.S. Navy supercarrier, which is steaming through the South China Sea, is just one of several high-profile displays of U.S. naval power as President Trump's administration weighs options on how to reassure allies and respond to an assertive China.
That's the latest world news from VOA.